How does a Christian do his very best in a competitive atmosphere where one person's success is another person's failure? That's a good question. I haven't thought about that for a long time. I used to think more about those kinds of things back when I was in school, of how the free market economy functions. And I think the reason I do advocate for a kind of principled capitalism, if we were to ask me what I think, I don't preach it, is not that this sort of thing doesn't happen. In other words, Walmart doesn't put mom and pop grocery stores out of business, or mom and pop hardware stores or whatever. That doesn't happen. But that all things considered, there is more blessing, that is more prosperity at the social level when there's freedom than when there's government control. Maybe one of the reasons the Lord allowed 70 years of communism in Europe was to show us the price of government control, totalitarian, centralized control. It's devastating. It's devastating to human creativity. It's devastating to human achievement. And it is exalting to the powers of the people who have the power. And it has produced the greatest wickedness in the history of the world. The 20th century was the bloodiest century in the history of the world, and the blood was shed by those who said that, give us the power to run everything and we will be your saviors. Well, they saved a tiny little group and they killed everybody else. And so when I look at the world, I agree with C.S. Lewis that the best argument for democracy is original sin, not righteousness. In other words, better to have everybody checking everybody in their freedom rather than giving power to one little oligarchy to try to control everything and present themselves as your savior. It never works. So all that to say, I come at this question as one who am willing to take the risks of business successes making life harder for others for the larger good of culture, the larger good of people in culture. But the question says, how does a Christian do his very best where one person? So I would think that a Christian businessman would not have a narrow, small, competitive attitude that's slashing and burning. I'm going to succeed no matter what. He's trying to conceive of a way of doing business and a kind of product that he's going to make, a kind of service that he's going to provide that's going to be good for people, really good for people. The product's going to be good. The service is going to be good. And he's a blessing in his city. And he's not eager to put anybody out of business. And he wants very much to help things rather than hurt things. And yet, as he sees his own personnel policies, pricing, efficiencies, energy, making his store grow on the corner, the folks who don't have the same energy, policies, savvy, wisdom, hard work, their customers are coming down here. It's cheaper down here. The service is better down here. The products that they sell have better warranties down here. And that's a service that he's giving, and it's hurting this. And I suppose if I were that man, I would, I hope, go down there and talk to the owner and say, I don't want it. Put you out of business. I'll show you everything I know about how to do business and why I think they're coming to me. But I don't think in the realm of business, and this may be a question that some have, doesn't love your enemy or do unto others as you'd have them do unto you or turn the other cheek mean you'll close up shop to keep from putting the other guy out of business? Don't do business. because that would be the loving thing to do. And I don't think that's implied, because I think there are spheres of life. Family, parents and children, business with employees and employers, and education with teachers and students, and government with police and citizens and leaders. What am I leaving out? Those four spheres. And in all of those, turn the other cheek is not what the Bible intends to be the norm. The government bears the sword, not in vain. Parents spank. Teachers give D's and F's. And what was the other one I mentioned? Police carry billy clubs. And so in the business world, the same kind of principles of how to do your business in relation to another business isn't identical to how you do your personal life in relation to others.